Knowing how to engage effectively with your target audience will help you to expand your business network. It is much easier to engage if you're an extrovert and enjoy chatting with people. However, if you tend to avoid talking too much with strangers, you need to learn the art of making small talk. Casual conversation can help you to engage and build strong relationships. In an ideal situation, small talk can help you to break the ice and start meaningful conversations. It can help you to get to know the other person and to look for common interests. You can explore ways of helping each other in business and the possible need for your products or services. Informal meetings can also help you to identify your differences and find out if you enjoy spending time with each other. The goal is not to find a new customer or to establish a close friendship in the first meeting, though it can and does happen. The aim is to find common interests and reasons to connect with the other person in the future. This is much easier if you are adept at making small talk and know how to get people to relax and open up. Introduce yourself with a smile and a firm handshake to ensure that you start off on the right foot. A few open-ended questions can get the conversation going. If you listen carefully and respond to what the other person says, it will be easy to keep the conversation flowing without any awkward silences. You can prepare a few questions in advance, which will help you to get you started. If you find that you have a lot in common and are able to connect with the other person, you can spend more time together and take the relationship to the next level. However, if you find that the other person is not paying attention and doesn't seem to be interested in what you say, it may be best to take that as a signal to move on. A brief initial interaction can help you to decide whether there are reasons to connect with the other person in the future. You can form an impression and quickly decide about whether you like, respect, and trust the other person. The words of John C. Maxwell help us to appreciate the importance of paying attention to verbal and nonverbal communication while interacting with someone. People may hear your words, but they feel your attitude. You can engage with people and develop deeper connections by finding common interests that are not related to your work. Conversations about business may be quite limited apart from asking people what they do and which areas they specialize in. Be open and frank while speaking about yourself. This will, in turn, encourage others to be forthright while speaking about themselves. You need to be clear about what you do and how your products or services are better than those offered by your competitors. To expand your business network, you need to be ready to convey that you offer high-quality products or services and to highlight your high level of competence. This is essential if you're to develop your network and get more leads, customers, and orders. Try to maintain the right balance between personal and business talk. If you talk too much about your business, people may get bored and drift away. You may be giving them more information about your business than they need or want. However, if you don't talk about your work at all, people may assume that you don't do much or that you're not good at what you do. The very purpose of attending a networking event will be defeated and you will not be able to make an impact or grow your business network. Avoid monopolizing the conversation and give others a chance to share their ideas and views. Express your opinions assertively while appreciating the point of view of others. If you disagree with someone, try to express yourself without hurting the person's feelings. There is no need to think of every conversation as a debate that must be won. Instead of trying to score points over others, try to defuse tension and change the topic. If you find that the conversation is getting boring, steer it towards topics which interest both of you. This will help to ensure that you will both have a lot to contribute and the meeting will be much more interesting for everyone. You can do some research in advance and think of a few topics that are likely to interest those who will be attending the meeting. Steer the conversation towards the topics whenever there is a pause. Learn to engage effectively to grow your business network quickly. These questions will help you to engage effectively. Number 1. Are you adept at making small talk with people you don't know? Number 2. Have you thought of topics that may interest members of your group? Number 3. Have you created a brief elevator pitch about what you do? And number 4. Do you listen attentively and ask questions?